I'm going to clear my throat by reading a number of translations first. And this first one is going to be my effort at a translation of Villon's most celebrated ballad, the ballad of the ladies of time past, the one that lots of people have had a go at since Rossetti first translated it. I realize it's brassy of me to come along after so many other people with a translation of my own. The chief thing I can claim is that I have been faithful to the perfectly ghastly rhyme system of the ballade, as no other translator has been. Another thing I tried to do in rendering this poem was to vary the tone of it just a little bit in the direction indicated by some scholars. The ballade, as you hear it recited by some Frenchman, or as you hear the English version of it said by some English and Americans, is often all of one tone. It's all ubi sunt, where are they, elegiac. And it sounds as if all the ladies asked after were of equal dignity. They're not. For example, Joan of Arc has unquestionably high spiritual status, but the queen inquired after in the second stanza is no more elevated than Mademoiselle from Armentières. and as a matter of fact, the action attributed to her is apparently scandalous and fictional. You can't vary the tone very much within the ballade form because, as you'll notice, the rhymes come so insistently as to dominate the ear. Well, here we go. Ballade of the Ladies of Time Past. Oh, tell me where, in lands or seas, Flora, that Roman belle, has strayed. Teias or Occupiades, who put each other in the shade. Or Echo, who by bank or glade gave back the crying of the hound, and whose sheer beauty could not fade. But where shall last year's snow be found? Whereto is learned Eloise, for whom shorn Abelard was made a tonsured monk upon his knees, such tribute his devotion paid? And where's that queen who, having played with Buridan, had him bagged and bound to swim the Seine thus ill-arrayed? But where shall last year's snow be found? Queen Blanche the Fair, whose voice could please as does the siren's serenade, great Bertha, Beatrice, Alice, these, and Arambourg, whom Maine obeyed, and Joan, whom Burgundy betrayed, and England burned, and heaven crowned, where are they, Mary, sovereign maid? But where shall last year's snow be found? Not next week, prince, nor next decade, ask me these questions I propound. I shall but say again, dismayed, ah, where shall last year's snow be found?